This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. State of Nebraska approved the Keystone Pipeline proposed by TransCanada to bring oil to the U.S., but did so on an alternative route from that requested by the company, leaving some doubt on the project's future. Trump administration will terminate a humanitarian status extended to roughly 59,000 Haitians living in the United States, but with an 18-month delay, the Homeland Security Department announced. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta suggested last week at a House Education and Workforce hearing that he's considering regulating worker centers, which help low-wage non-union workers organize, by classifying them as labor organizations, requiring additional governmental paperwork and a change in their tax-exempt status. Robert Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe since independence in 1980, resigned as president shortly after lawmakers began impeachment proceedings, according to the Speaker of Parliament. Congressman John Connors from Michigan, the longest-serving member, is the latest to acknowledge a settlement in a sexual harassment case. Uber revealed that hackers had broken into his computer systems, affecting 57 million accounts, and they kept the break-in secret for a year until a board investigation uncovered them. The company fired its top security officer. Researchers at the Peterson Institute for International Economics found that withdrawing from NAFTA would directly cost the U.S. 187,000 jobs over a 1 to 3 year period. The Syrian Network for Human Rights tracks war casualties through a database of victims by name and has found that since March 2011, at least 26,446 children have been killed in the conflict there, mostly by government forces. The head of the FCC has proposed ending net neutrality, which means that all information on the internet is treated equally, potentially ushering in a pay-to-play system. Controversy in the State Department has arisen with Secretary Tillerson's removal of Myanmar, Iran, and Afghanistan from the Trafficking in Persons report that annually identifies countries that recruit, fund, and use child soldiers. Being on the list means a waiver is necessary to purchase military equipment. Canada's payroll system for all its national workforce continues to be broken after a $250 million computer consolidation, leaving more than 150,000 workers over the last year either overpaid, underpaid, or not paid at all. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.